K97.5, The Triangle's only station for hip-hop and R&B. Wade Banner, youngest in charge. And on the line, man, I got a special guest rocking with me. Go ahead, let them know who's rocking with me.
It's Doc Little Crook, a.k.a. they say I should have wrote a book. Movie. 9-5, I seen Biggie and his Coogee. Say, no, what's up? It's Doc Little Crook, man. You already know. Philly in here.
Dark
Little. Shout out to the whole NC, man. We in here.
Where you from, man?
From down North Philly, little section of Philly. We call it North Philly. You know, down here, no different from any other hood in Raleigh, Durham, wherever. You know what I mean? Philadelphia, and that's all.
So, not to get into too much into him, but being from Philly, like, what's the vibe like with Meek and what he was doing as far as what it's like in the city for everybody coming up?
I mean, you know, Meek is from the slums of Philly. So the vibe, as far as what he was doing, is like he was speaking about when Meek first came out, that's why he was popping so heavy, because what he was talking about was everybody was doing in Philly. Everybody could relate to him.
So he getting love in the city.
Yeah, I mean, he getting love in the city. He getting love all over the world. Right now, we get love worldwide in China. You know, he's gone.
Yeah.
It ain't about the city with him no more. And that's how I'm trying to make it. I'm trying to get beyond the city. Whether I get love in the city or not, I'm going to count some money at the end of the night. You feel me?
Yeah, I'm definitely with you on that. So the name Dark Low, where'd you get that from?
Oh, man, just sitting around bull crapping with my homies, man. You know, if you see me, I'm dark skinned. You know, I don't really speak. Well, now I speak a lot, but I had that name before I was even rapping.
Yeah.
They called it Dark Low because I didn't speak too much. Low key type guy. Well, that's how I got that name. It was just like a no brainer, Dark Low. Then, you know, it's clicked. Everybody start calling me it. So that's how I got that name, Dark Low.
That's what's up. So, how would you describe your music to somebody who hasn't heard it?
Well, my music is right now, I'm in my own lane right now, because, you know, right now it's basically everybody in the club, everybody throwing bottles, making music for the strippers, which I like. I mean, I like that. But my music is more of street music, like count up music, like the music that you put on when you're ready to get some money, music that you put on when you want to get motivated. You know what I mean? So I say I got that. You know, pain, street music. There's not too many people that's really spitting it like how I'm spitting it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, and it's Philly music.
That's what's up, Philly music, yeah.
Philly, oh, man.
So, I mean, what projects are you working on now?
Right now, the Ryan Harvey Jr. will be coming out. I probably drop it September 9th since Meek locked up right now, you know. So, he's probably not going to drop his album September 9th. So just to fill that void for him, I might just drop a mixtape September 9th on him, you know?
Yeah.
And take it from there, man. Ryan Harvey, it's all. It's really like a mixtape, but it's more like an album. You know what I mean? Ryan Harvey Jr., look out for that. You know, he was an old gangster from the Philadelphia area. So, you know, yeah, man, real interesting, man.
That's what's up. So who have you worked with, or who would you like to work with?
I work with, if it make dollars, man, it make millions, man. You know, it used to be it make sense to make dollars. If it make dollars, it make millions.
Yeah.
So, you know, if it's beneficial, I'll work with anybody. But one person that I got to work with before I leave this earth is Erykah Badu.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Not too many any rappers. If it, I mean, we could work, but that's one person I really like to work with.
Definitely. I feel you on that. So, who's your biggest influence?
As far as rap or just life in general?
It could be either way. Yeah, like life in general. Because I know you said that, you know, you in your own lane.
Right.
Sometimes, you know, somebody can influence that lane. But, like, who do you look up to as far as music goes and then just as far as life goes?
Well, as far as music go, I look up to my favorite rapper, Scarface, you know.
Okay.
It's like a couple of my other favorite rapper, Tupac, my other favorite rapper, Biggie. It's like all the rappers that died was like my favorite rappers before they even died. You know, like Big L. So I look up to and all the Philly guys that kicked the door and Beans and just figures all of them. You know, I respect them a lot on the music side. You know, just in life, man, you know, I gotta get that to my mom. Just being a strong person she is, and you know, made me the man who I am today.
Yeah, well, that's what's up. So how can people reach out to you?
You know, hit me on Twitter @DarkLow. I mean, Twitter @DarkLow. Instagram @DarkLow, and just get at me. That's all. That's all one. Twitter @DarkLow. Instagram @DarkLow. Get at me. Not no bougie guy. Get back at you. I follow back. I like picks and all that.
No doubt. Well, I'm going to be visiting you sometime soon in Philly, and we definitely got to get you down here to North Carolina, man.
Yeah, come through. Get a cheesesteak, man. I want to shout out to Raleigh, North Carolina, Durham, and a special shout out to Rocky Mount, North Carolina. I spent some time down there running around, so, you know, all right. It's all love, man.
All right, well, I appreciate you. Thanks for calling in.
You already know, man. Peace. Be easy.